Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
In today's episode, we are giving out advice, like when is it too soon to say I love you, how to deal with sexual incompatibility with your partner, what to do if you're being recruited into the Illuminati, and we even get an update from a past advice seeker. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. So before we begin, I wanted to give a shout out to the studio that we record at, because...
I'm like, where are you going?
My favorite thing, and I just peed, they have on the key for the men's bathroom a minion... keychain. How fun. That's all. I was just at Universal.
God, you're just living.
I was just at Universal.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the agenda for the day was a Minion dance party.
Yeah.
And
I think your video is already up.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is this going? When does this go up?
And the week after that video came out.
Whatever. So the video, you'll have seen the Minion dance party. I love Minion culture.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well,
so
it's riveting.
So that's a shout out.
What is that Minion?
Would you give a shout out today, according to someone?
I would like to give a shout out to all of my people out there.
Beef or real?
Oh, beef or real? That sounds like a fun game.
Is this cow meat or is this a reel of tape?
It's both.
A reel of tape? A reel of, I guess... footage.
Yeah, you're doing very well. So are we doing another advice
episode?
Give a shout
out to your new tie-dye socks.
Yeah,
that you were going off about this morning.
At this point, they're going to have to go way back into my Instagram to see my tie-dye feed.
Subtle.
Yeah. You're really just going to have to go back and like it.
Okay, so why are we doing an advice episode?
Are you actually talking now?
I'm advised. No? Yeah, I've been talking the entire time.
Good. Perfect. Yeah, we were going to do another advice episode. I know we just did one recently.
Yeah, that's all. Okay, let's do some advice.
I was like,
I always feel better when we do advice. You know what I mean? And the crazy thing is, sometimes we hear back from some of y'all after we give you advice. Corey was telling me this morning we got an update from somebody.
It's kind of nice that we chose to do another advice episode so soon because this is relevant to the one that we just did a couple weeks ago.
Okay. I told Corey, don't tell me anything until we're recording. So I'm a little nervous for if our advice was good. Before we do any advice, though, and before we even talk about our advice, because I hope the results have been good, but we're not experts.
Oh, yeah.
We don't always have the answers. We'll see if the answer that we previously gave was the right one.
We'll see if they took our advice.
Yeah.
So it's an update from A.
Oh, my God, A.
Just to remind all
of you. We've had a million A's.
I know. To remind all of you, A was the one who had a friend who had, like, a quote-unquote supposed imaginary boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
And, like, would just be like, oh, that's my boyfriend, Jack.
So are they updating us having heard our advice?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So they're saying,
jeez, oh,
I listened to the podcast and you guys asked for an update. So here we go. So A says...
Oh, my God.
Sorry. A says, I confronted her while we were alone and told her that no matter what the truth was, I still wanted to be her friend. Like, isn't
that's
A
great
A is like
succinct, A smart.
A should be giving people advice.
Yeah, A, if you'd like to get your own podcast.
And she said, and I told her, no matter what, I still want to be your friend. Unfortunately, she stuck to the lie. In the conversation, we agreed that I was going to continue to believe that Jack does not exist until I meet him in person, and she made no real attempts to set that up.
I mean, it's so easy to just FaceTime.
Let me get Jack on the phone.
Like, get him on the phone.
Yeah. And then she was just saying, we've been together in other group situations since then, and I do hold my tongue because I don't want to embarrass her in public. Hopefully my loyalty will make her comfortable enough to tell me the truth someday.
I love the outcome of this. Well, I mean, I don't love that that they're still lying, but
how respectful
I think A
of
did
a, like,
everything right.
Of a friend. A is like a good friend.
Yeah.
Or
we're just good at advice.
Well, no.
Advising, I think, is the word.
The final thing she said is, I did discuss this with her actually before the episode aired, but I do feel better that you both agreed with the decision that I made. Because we both pushed her to kind of confront her. Isn't that crazy?
I love an update. So did it come from the same exact email address? So we know it's the right same person?
Yes, yes.
I like that.
Because I star the ones that we...
How fun.
I star the ones that we do so that when we're in here recording, I can like remember which ones I want to read.
So,
and it popped right back up at the top as a starred one. And I'm like, I didn't star the most recent email.
If you have an update, we've advised you before, we'd love to hear.
Yeah.
And if we haven't answered your question, please do submit your questions. Corey, how can people submit?
You can always send questions to psychobabblequestions@gmail.com.
We love your questions.
We will always try to answer as many as we can.
Okay, so let's get into some people that need a little bit of help today.
All right.
Is there anybody out there that is going through it, Corey?
Well, we started with A, so maybe we should move on to B.
Is it the B in apartment 28, 23,
no, it's
24?
Not. This person says, hello, Corey and Tyler. I'm 21 and gay and in my first gay relationship with a young man, and I'm totally head over heels in love with him, and I'm pretty sure he feels the same way. We've been dating for 4 months now, and I'm sure that I'm in love with him, but I don't know if it's too soon to say the L word yet or not.
Fair.
What are your thoughts?
This is such a good question. Because I literally feel like I've asked
did you create a secret B profile to email me?
Because I'm the type of person that is like Overthinkville, USA, and being like, oh my god, am I allowed to say this yet? Like, and I've asked you, like, Corey, when am I allowed to? When am I allowed to? Can I say it? Can I say it? I feel like you need to read the room, honey.
Yeah. Wow. You think?
I do. I do because
I do
because it. I think it's I think if it's a healthy relationship so far, you should be able to pick up some cues, and you can put out some cues of your own.
Yeah.
That you are feeling more intimate than you're just, you know, casually dating each other. You know what I mean? But I also feel like telling the truth is a good thing.
Yeah. It's so funny.
What do you think?
I agree with you in the kind of like read the room thing, because my gut reaction is to be like, if you feel it, say it. But then I like remembered that.
But I also want to protect this person.
Right. But that's why I was saying that was my gut reaction. But then I remembered there was like one guy I dated in San Francisco and he told me he loved me after like 3 weeks. And I was like, thank you.
But like also, I think it's a good thing that you said thank you. Because
he flipped out.
Well, fuck him. You know what? You have to understand that you are taking a risk.
Yeah.
By taking a step further toward
a
more serious moment.
I've got my advice. If you feel it and you feel compelled to say it, but be comfortable with the other person's reaction and be confident enough in yourself to have a conversation.
Right.
If he just says thank you back or says I don't feel that yet, have the conversation and say, and let them know that that's okay that they didn't repeat it. I mean, you can't be mad if they don't repeat it.
It takes guts to be honest about how you feel, regardless of what that emotion is.
Yeah.
And especially when there's somebody else on the other side of it that you're hoping reciprocates it.
Yeah.
That takes fucking guts. And I applaud you for even putting yourself in a situation where you're allowing yourself to feel that. You know what I mean? And to say it out loud, that's a step further. So, first of all, congrats. because a lot of people don't let themselves like feel that.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, I agree with Corey.
I was going to say, did I ever tell you I was like dating some guy in San Francisco for like 6 months-ish and then he broke up with me and I knew that I had loved him, but I never...
Who would break up with you?
It's only one person ever had.
God, what a fool.
That sounded bad. no, and we dated for like 6 months and then he broke up with me and I had never said I love you, even though that's how I felt.
Wow.
So I wrote him like a letter like months and months after being like, I just wanted, I don't know, I was having like an impactful day and I don't know, something happened. And I was just like, you should tell the people that you love them.
I agree with that.
Because you never know what's going to happen. And I thought, you know, that person broke up with me and that's okay. And I'm over it, but I want them to know in that moment, in that time that we spent together, that they made me feel comfortable enough in my skin and appreciate being myself that I did love them. So I wrote him a letter and told him.
I like that. Well, I think about what you said. Tell the people that you love them when you have the chance. And I think that's so important because you never know what might happen, you know. And it's not just relationships. It's everyone in your life. But also it's like, obviously you want that to be reciprocated, but what a great thing to be able to express that to somebody.
Right.
And it shouldn't just be to hear it back. It should be, to me, it's a thank you.
Yeah.
It's a thank you for making me feel the way I feel.
See, and that's kind of what I was saying in the letter, because it's like, even if they didn't feel that back, they made me feel like comfortable enough about myself and like, confident enough in myself that I was like worthy of love, mm-hmm. and that I felt appreciated within the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I wrote a letter.
I think,
and I kind of regretted having not said it within the relationship, which is why I also wrote the letter, but
that's fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I could just talk about this all day. I just like, it's so interesting to me. And I think it's like, it's just as great to feel that love for somebody as it is to hear it back. So, like, even if you don't hear it back, I just think it's, like, that doesn't diminish how you feel. You know what I mean? Like, it's, and just if they're not ready, it doesn't mean anything bad about you. How great that you feel it. I just think it's a great, like, I was in a relationship for a while. And then for a long time, I wasn't in a relationship. And then I remember when I started dating somebody again and I felt it again, it was like, sometimes it can be really discouraging because it's like, I feel like I'm jaded about love. And then to feel it again, even if it's not reciprocated, it feels like, wow, what a gift this moment is. Feeling, even if it doesn't last forever, that like I can still, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just think it's a really, you shouldn't sweep it under the rug if you feel it.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's what I said. And just, yeah, be confident enough to have a conversation if the outcome doesn't go the way yours, because I don't think it necessarily has to change a relationship. And even in that story I was saying, when a guy told me after like 3 weeks when I lived in San Francisco and I said, thank you, we had a conversation and he was upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it wasn't that the relationship was over. I didn't think that it was over. I didn't want it to end.
You just weren't on the same pace yet.
Right. And his negative reaction was kind of what then turned me off of the relationship.
Right.
Because it was like,
I would feel the same way.
It was like, how dare you not love me back, blah, 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 blah. And it was a lot. It was intense. Got out of there.
So I hope that advice helps. For you for feeling it. Tell them if you feel comfortable, but be ready for the response.
Should we
let's go to the next one.
Another question. This one's from Jay.
Hey, Jay.
Jay says, love the show, love the advice, love both of you. Keep it up.
Now, that's really sweet.
Now for the question. I'm gay and I'm out to my most trusted friends. I know how to be safe and all that jazz, but this question keeps coming up in my head. How do you have sex or in general have a relationship if both guys in the relationship are tops? So two tops. You guys seem to be experts and I would appreciate some advice.
You seem like experts. We're not experts.
He knows we're just a couple of jocks with great advice.
Yeah, well, we are. Jay, I feel like, okay. Whew. I I'm trying to imagine if I'm in that situation where sexually you're not compatible. Is that the gist of it?
I guess.
Like you feel like you can't make it work?
I mean, Jay didn't really even say if he was a top and he knew for sure. I don't even think he said he was dating someone. He's just worried about being a top and like meeting another top that he really likes and then not being, sexually compatible, I guess.
I feel like the bigger question is if you're not sexually compatible with somebody. I don't know. Well, I think there are plenty of relationships out there that are not sex focused, or, you know, I don't think sex is the end all be all to a healthy relationship. I think it does help if that is a priority of yours and it's a priority of theirs, but just know that good sex does not equal good relationship. You know, that I think that's a good starting point. If you both are interested in
topping,
if that's a priority for both of you, that is a toughie. What do you think?
I was going to say, I mean, if you met someone, fall in love with someone, they're your soulmate and you're both tops, I think you would. I just naturally see the relationship progressing where you would like figure it out or like.
But like, how do they figure it out?
Or like take turns bottoming?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I think there's a bigger picture thing about the mentality behind all this. And I don't want to project any of the judgment on Jay. But I do think in the gay community, there are stigmas attached to bottoming.
Being a bottom, yeah, absolutely. And
there are judgments placed on people that bottom. But it's like, girl, at the end of the day, God put your fucking G-spot in your ass. Like, there's a reason people like it. It's okay if you don't.
Yeah.
But, like, there's nothing to be ashamed of.
It's just
to try it or to do it or to like it. And obviously, you don't have to.
I mean, it's interesting to me because Jay said that he's young, but it's like I had a boyfriend in college that was like claimed to only be a top or not.
I dated one.
Enjoy.
And honey, he is riding dick now.
Not enjoy bottoming. Yeah, and I was gonna say the same thing. I like ran into him in Chicago.
Well, like, it's just like
10 years later, and he was like, "Oh, girl, I'm a big old bottom now." And I was like, "Oh, oh my God, of course you are."
That's like,
I'm like
we were
find
talking
things
about
that
it.
You like.
We were talking about it this morning. About when I was very young and looking at porn,
oh God, yeah,
and thinking and completely disgusted by the concept of like
you wouldn't watch
anal
porn?
Sex, and like I was like I couldn't even see it. I would be like that is vile. And I think,
and now you go like hog wild face first.
Shut up. So I think. I think the older you get, I think the more open-minded you are.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the restrictions that we put on ourselves of what we're allowed to enjoy are
kind of like fade away. Or
those
like
fade away
shut off.
The further you are in your journey as, you know, being comfortable with your sexuality. But, okay, so say people are comfortable with their sexuality. They are good to go. They are open-minded, blah, blah, blah.
Stern,
and at the end of the day, they're
stern,
still
stern tops.
Tops.
I mean, they could get a couple of fleshlights.
Oh, my God.
And, like, jerk it together.
I do think if you can't find a solution, there are solutions out there. There are toys you can get. There are bottoms that are willing to join your story in a throuple. Go
oh my God.
No, but I'm like, if you can't find a solution.
If you can't love yourself.
Oh my God.
How the hell are you going to love somebody else?
Gracious.
I mean.
Did we answer that?
Yeah, I think so.
I think we helped.
So the answer is two tops do make a bottom.
Next question.
Yeah. Sorry, Jay. We do hope you figure it out. I would say just don't limit yourself in your sexual experiences until you know for sure. And like I said, if you fall head over heels in love with somebody and you're both tops, I know that you would then be in a trusting, comfortable relationship where you could discuss what would work for you guys to still be in a relationship and still be satisfied sexually.
Right.
Wow. This is like love line up in here. Let's move along to another very serious question.
Okay.
See, I messed up. This one's from C. I mean, I really should have
just
went in order.
You really could have gone ABC.
C says, I have quite the problem.
Oh my God, drama.
I'm pretty sure my professor is in the Illuminati and is trying to convert us.
Oh.
Here's what happened.
There's a story attached?
Of course. I'm a sophomore in university and I'm sitting math. And normally when you end
an sitting math.
Studying.
Oh, studying.
And I'm studying math. Mathematics.
You say studying weird.
And normally when you end an evidence, you draw a square. Okay, see, I'm clearly not a math major because I don't even know what an evidence is.
I think I've done that. Okay. And this bitch is drawing us a triangle.
Wait, so it was Tuesday morning and we were all half
asleep.
It was
a Tuesday?
And suddenly our professor decided to show his real self and he drew a triangle on the blackboard. And then the following day, he did it again. And then they used the eyes wide emoji.
Well, same. I love that. That's what I'm giving in real life.
Quite terrified. Is he going to try to convert me? Or even worse, is the Antichrist, a.k.a. Northwest, coming to kidnap us all?
Maybe she's already in the class. Maybe she's an undercover student.
This is a very serious topic. I really need your help. C,
have I got advice for you?
Tell her.
I would say... Maybe I put maybe because are you still using squares and your answers? Maybe you should try to communicate with this creature and put a triangle yourself.
Creature.
Well, we're all creatures, God's beautiful creatures.
Yes, we are.
What is it? Come through, God's beautiful creatures.
Come through, bird.
Come through, chestnut door. I literally came through that chestnut door.
Well,
okay. Anyway, what were we talking about?
So,
see.
What are you going to do with a professor of the Illuminati? I mean, take it to the head of your department.
You think report him? Maybe he's trying to save her.
Well, I don't know. They'll probably, in the U.S., if you went to your, dean and said, my professor's in the Illuminati, we'd probably just kick you out of the school.
I don't know.
Don't you think?
I feel like I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Isn't the Illuminati, an exclusive club?
Oh, yes.
So shouldn't C want to be in the Illuminati?
Yeah, so, honestly,
shouldn't she want to see herself there?
What is that thing, that phrase? Don't bite
the hand that feeds
you. No. Don't look a gift horse in that mouth. Don't look that gift Illuminati professor.
Don't say nay to that gift horse.
Yes. Don't nay the Illuminati horse, honey. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta braid its mane and put a brindle in it.
What is a brindle?
I don't know. Maybe it's a bridle.
What
are the horse things?
David's bridle?
Can't believe you're giving that shout out.
Is David's bridle just a Michigan thing or is it kind of is it nationwide? We're on your side.
Horse bridle. Okay, so it is. It's the thing you put in their mouth. I thought
what
it was.
What is the deal with horseshoes? Have you thought about horseshoes since Lucky Charms? I haven't given them
I know
a single
Lucky
thought.
Lucky Charms song. Horse stores and your shoes, clovers and blue moons.
Okay, calm down.
Pots of gold and rainbows. And the red balloon.
Are we just...
Remember when they added the blue moon? I think people voted for that. It's like when they added They added a blue M&M.
At least people are voting. Are you guys registered to vote?
That's some advice you're going to give to the people out there.
See, I hope that you go into this open-minded.
Mm-hmm.
He might be trying to save you. And honestly, it's pretty exclusive. You should not nay the Illuminati horse, okay?
Don't say nay to that brittle horse.
Stop with the brittle. Oh, my God. Yes to the brittle.
David's brittle.
No, I'm talking about peanut brittle. Yum.
You say yes to the dress?
I say nay to the sleigh. Honestly, sleigh is out. It was so 2014.
Oh, my God. Did you tweet at Beyonce and say nay to the sleigh?
Isn't it weird that I get dragged for still saying sleigh? And then Beyonce releases a song
but now everyone's
with 30 sleighs in a row.
And now everyone's like, yes, I sleigh.
I'm like, wow, that's... Okay, I get it.
Yeah, you're not Beyonce.
David's Brittle. David's Brittle, such a good peanut brittle company name.
Yeah.
Well, what are we doing tonight?
Seems
let's start a company.
I was going to say, it seems like you'll distract people. Like they would think they're getting David's Bridal and they'd call David's Brittle and they'd be like, do you have a wedding dress in my size? And you'd be like, listen, we're the Brittle makers.
Not only do we not have a dress, but...
No.
We're going to make that next dress a little bit snugger.
You know, my family has the last name Cool, and in Jackson, Michigan, we had Cool's Deli. Well, sometimes people would call...
I feel like this podcast is just an opportunity for you to promote Cool's Deli. That's
closed.
All we've ever
it's closed.
Done.
It closed.
The legacy.
Speaking of clothes, people would call Cool's Deli and ask for Kohl's store hours.
Oh my God, that's foolish.
You want to hear a quick story?
Absolutely not, but here you go.
In Dumb Jackson, it would happen all the time. People would always call our business
asking.
That's
just like my family getting calls about glasses.
Really? That doesn't happen,
but I'm sure so probably it
they
has.
Would call Kohl's and they would think they were calling Kohl's. And my dad said once Kohl's was running some sort of like donate a pair of shoes, get a pair of shoes half off.
And people brought shoes into your deli?
No, they called and they asked, how many pairs of shoes can I bring? And my dad told them, bring all the shoes you got.
Not knowing about the deal.
No, and he goes, you can trade in as many as you want. And
we'll give you trying to fuck with them so they go to Kohl's and fuck with them.
Yeah, because I'm sure it was probably like donate one pair,
and
like
you...
one pair half off.
Right.
And my dad told him, if you bring in like 40 old pairs of shoes to come in and donate, we will sell you 40 new half off pairs of shoes.
And you know, somebody went in and was like, I was told by your manager on the phone today.
Somebody dragged in. Wow. Black garbage bag full of shoes to donate.
Well,
and they were probably
they
like white tennis shoes with grass stains on them.
Don't nay the Illuminati horse, honey.
Yep, that's what they say.
So on that note, I think
you don't want to hear more. Should we call my dad and ask him?
No,
about...
we got to get going.
Because my parents actually have jobs. They don't just answer the phone whenever one of us
drag all of my family. Okay,
they don't just recite the Mr. Rogers.
Do they have jobs, or are the did Kohl's Jelly get closed down?
Well,
honey?
They closed it, and they got. New jobs.
Wow. How empowering.
Michigan economy is really turning around.
You know, it's booming. Fuck what you heard. And if you don't know.
Now you know.
I just saw that spray painted on the side of a building. I thought about you.
Wow.
Anyway.
You're like lyrical genius.
Well, you didn't come up with it. I think it's a hip hop phrase.
Fuck. I'm Lady Gaga's first fan.
Same. Okay, so we got to go. Good luck with your lives. I hope that advice was helpful. We're not good at everything. We don't know all the answers, but we here try. Send your questions in. Corey, where can people send them again?
If you have questions for us, you can always email them to psychobabblequestions@gmail.com. And I think we mentioned this last time, like put a fun, eye-grabbing, attention-getting subject line.
But not something that's irrelevant to your question.
Right. But like...
Make the subject your question, honey.
Right. I mean, a lot of them are like, help, which is great. And I do like scroll through and like read a lot of
these. That doesn't make it stand out.
But like...
That's the whole point of sending the email.
That one question had Illuminati in the title. And I was like, shit, I got to read this.
Right.
If it involves Illuminati,
yeah, I'm in.
I got to help her out.
I'm in like a hymen.
Whoa.
So, subscribe, follow Corey on Twitter, follow me on Twitter.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys soon.
And we will talk to you on the flip side.
Later. Love you. Bye.
Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.